At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, you don't say that!
I just didn't like how she came at me.
Hey, man, I should know better.
Hot Cheetos and chocolate.
I love Miracle Whip.
That's disgusting.
You don't like whipped cream?
What in the Gemini is happening with you?
Yesterday, where someone has to get JD fired and hire back Carla.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. You also could have kept that shit.
Well, maybe
that's here nor there.
Yeah, he's chuckling to himself in the corner.
Yeah, and I'm like, hey, no, Disney has something to say. You know what? Never mind.
Maybe check our socials more often. Then
you set yourself up.
Yeah, like, would you want to say something, Disney?
He's like, yeah, someone from TikTok said, fire JD, bring back Carla. You're like, fuck. Yeah.
The Aftermath.
What is the Donald Trump show where he says that? Apprentice? Should we call it that?
You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
Whenever you see that, and they'd be like, you're fired. Go. Go. Get the fuck out of my office. You're fired. Anyways, Aftermath Podcast, Morning Mess, Joey Boy.
Hey. It's John Daniel.
And it's Sienna.
And producer Jules.
This is going to be your fired show. Oh, reminder, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure they subscribe to the Aftermath Podcast. Like, comment, share, please. And I was telling the show, I have a very good friend of mine who got fired. And I'm just trying to be there for them as they've got fired. I'm just trying to do, you know, obviously the uplifting kind of speech. You're going to find something better. This one door closes, another one opens. I'm giving them all the fucking same old shit that everyone says to each other. You know what I'm saying? But
so I really mean it.
So, yeah.
I did mean it. But
your own advice.
You can give that advice to everybody, you know, because you literally, what else are you going to say? No, I really do. But you say the same shit to everyone. Like, what are you going to say? Oh, you deserved it. You know, you have to say, hey, another door is going to open. Yeah. Hey, don't worry about it. You're going to find something better. And I thought about my fire. I've been fired quite a few times. And I always tell people in radio, and they don't like to hear it, but you're only in radio, truly, if you've been fired a couple of times. Sorry, guys. Just the way it is. Rules are rules.
Well, lot to look forward to.
It doesn't have to be a couple.
Yeah. Your move, Odyssey.
Yeah, your
move.
No,
and
no.
Also with
please stay
radio.
Still. Stay still, Odyssey. Please stay still.
It's the most.
No move.
Your move, Odyssey.
Your move, Odyssey. They're really not in, so you fire them. They hire them back. But yeah.
I would hate to, heart someone else. You know what I mean?
God. Listen, one of my hardest. Actually, it's where I met JD. We worked at a hip hop station in Phoenix together. When I got fired from them, I was off for, I think, 8 to 9 months without a job.
Oh,
8 to 9 fucking months, which y'all know at that point how much I love radio because I was 10 toes. I was like, I'm not doing anything else. I'm living, breathing, eating radio until my fucking phone calls. I'll wait for the next gig. So I was hosting clubs and that's how I was making money until that next call. It was the wildest shit ever. And at that point, I was let go. At that point, so we're talking about, man, 17 years ago. Amber, we had JoJo, our oldest, but we had broke up for 2 years.
Mm.
She lost her job.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was getting a job offer in LA. I was going to move her out there. Didn't work out. So here we are, both no jobs, her daughter, my son. I had her move in with me. So I was living with my ex. I was living with Ab at the time. We weren't even together.
Oh, okay.
Trying to wait for the next job. And she got a job like bottle service in Scottsdale. And I'm waiting for my fucking phone to ring. It took me 8-9 months to get a job like in Ventura. Oh, it's the fucking worst.
You know, I wonder what that is? Because you got to take me inside the room where like where you find out you got fired. Because that's kind of the best part of the you got fired story is like, what were you thinking during that time? The day of.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, what'd you
do? You know, bring me there. Were you expecting it? I mean, there were, I'm sure there were plenty of things that you could have gotten fired for.
Yeah. No, at that point. Yeah. No, there's a couple of times. Say no, it. Listen, that one, I didn't want to work there anymore. So I had sat down with the morning show. I was like, after my contract's up, I don't want to work here anymore. Mm. It was new management. And everyone knows it's a cross town power I used to work at. And management were idiots.
That guy was weird.
All of them.
It was goofy.
Yeah. He it fired was really. Me. Yeah, it was just a whole management. I was like, I don't want to fucking work here anymore. The management that I originally, when I first moved to Phoenix, was Power 92. Amazing management, top down for years and years. And they started weeding them out and hired this new management. He fucked up the station. And I was like, I don't want to work here anymore. So like 6 months later, they let us go. But they fucked up because it was in the middle of the year. My contract, you had to pay it out.
Okay. Oh, so you got paid like...
6 months.
Oh.
I was getting paid.
So really, you were jobless for like 3 months.
Yeah. And it was the most money I made because they had to pay me out for 6 months. And I was hosting clubs. And I have to get up early. So I was hosting 3-4 clubs a week. I was caking.
Conflict of interest. Like, no. You could do whatever you want because it wasn't associated with the station.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is get fired in the middle of my contract. Got it.
No. What I'm saying is you better get a good fuck agent.
Without cause.
Yeah, that's, without a clause.
Yeah, without cause.
Yeah.
Get fired without cause.
Yes. There wasn't, like, they just were going in a different direction.
Ah.
So it was me and La. They put us into the office. We're like, we're moving, we're going in another direction, da 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 da. And we walked out. She was crying. And I was just like, I was upset, but I was glad. I was like, let me get the fuck out of here. And it was, that one was simple. I didn't want to work there anymore. So, and I was laughing. I was like, in my head, I already knew my contract. Like, you guys got to pay me out my contract. So for 6 months,
yeah,
I'm getting paid this big old morning show check and hosting clubs. I was caking. But I wanted to be back on radio, you know, because then you listen. The worst thing about getting fired in radio, I'm going to tell you all right now, it's like when you break up with your man or he breaks up with you and you see him out on a date with someone else.
Yeah.
It's hearing somebody doing your shift.
Oh,
it's the
yeah.
fucking worst. Mm-hmm. It's getting up in a week or two and you wake up to listen to that old station. Like, who the fuck is this? Who's dating my ex? Ah, it's the fucking Oof. Worst.
Soul crushing.
Yes.
Yeah. People are like, wow, this is refreshing. And you're like, shit.
Yeah.
You're like, I want them to miss me. I want them to riot for
me.
That
other shit was terrible.
Oh, yeah, no, back in the days, we didn't have Instagram. Yeah, so right. Now you could fucking see it.
I like, know.
Love the new show. Yeah.
That guy sounded unhappy. He didn't want to be there.
Do you think that's what people said about, or like your old show thought about this show? Maybe they were looking at the comments and
you,
stuff.
I thought you guys would have got way more hate because the last show, we were a great show together. But no, I prepared you guys though. Like, listen, the last show we had a lot of love with a lot of people, but they didn't hate on you guys. Like a little bit of JD.
What?
We got a great comment on TikTok yesterday, and it was like, "Fire JD, bring back Carla."
Not this even just a girl on the show, JD.
That's not even bad. It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, Carla was love.
Her life was a fucking disaster. If we're coming back. We're coming back as a couple. Okay?
Cute. You know, Carla is here next week.
I love Carla, man.
Yeah, I'm doing lunch with Carla next week. So
I'm a different man than I was.
You trying to rekindle that? She is single.
You know what? I think
she's in a relationship. I have her on TikTok. So
really?
She's been talking about it. Yeah.
What?
Yes, I follow Carla.
I got a lot to catch up with.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
So I thought, now Carla was very popular in the show. I thought you would have got a lot of heat comparing two beautiful Latinas. You had so much in common, but different at the same time.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be compared. But you, I think there was one fucking guy that I had a DM. Remember that guy?
And he was from my side of town, too. We're supposed to rep the same town.
T-Town?
Yes, he's from the west side.
Wow. And I had a DM like, my guy, you got to stop banging on Sienna like that, bro. Uh-huh. I was like, she just started. And then I went in on him like, how are you going to hate on a Latina from the west side? This is her first week in radio and you're fucking hating on a public. Like, you got to do better. I'm like, no, no disrespect. Like, no, you totally disrespect me. Yeah. You think I would bring some clown on my show? I took it personal. Yeah. I was like, yo, fuck with them. Give me 3 months. If you don't like them, then we'll have the conversation. Mm-hmm. But you, grown ass man, hating on a young Latina, I was like, the disrespect. He felt bad. He's like, you're right. My bad.
That was my biggest fear, too. I told you that. I remember we did our photo shoot as a show, and then we went to Taco Boys. And I told you, I was like, my biggest fear is being compared to Carla. So I appreciate it. I'm going to fuck with you for defending me. I'm going to fuck with you.
She's never been on one this week.
Yeah, she is. She is. I love it. Yeah, but yeah, you guys were fine. I mean, for the most part, besides obviously yesterday where someone wants to get JD fired and hire back Carla.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. You also could have kept that shit to yourself.
Well, maybe.
That's here nor there.
Yeah, he's chuckling to himself in the corner.
Yeah, and I'm like, hey, no, Disney has something to say. No, never mind. Shut
maybe check our socials more often then.
You set yourself up.
Yeah, I was like, would you want to say something, Disney?
He's like, yeah, sell him for TikTok. I said, fire JD, bring back Carla. You're like, fuck.
Yeah, get rid
Carla
of my
probably
livelihood.
Would have checked awesome. Our social. She probably would have saw that comment right away.
It could have been her. Who knows?
Hey, maybe.
Is that why she's here
Spam
next week?
Yeah, who knows?
Oh, wow.
She's auditioning.
Did y'all do?
Go ahead.
Ooh.
Oh, no, I got to take time off. All right.
If they fired you right now, JD, how much time are you getting paid?
I guess what? End of the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your contract says they got to pay you to the end of the year, your contract?
I believe so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You believe so? You know so. There's
I
a difference.
I believe I know and don't know so.
It's a lot different. Your move, Odyssey.
Your move, Odyssey. I would love it.
What would you do if you got fired? Wouldn't.
What would I do? I travel. Oh, I'd be on the first flight out to somewhere I had never been in my life.
Where would you go?
Let's go with...
Nepal. That was on Did Y'all Know. You're going to Nepal.
I'm going to Scotland. I'm going to go play the old course at St. Andrews. That's the one remaining thing that's on my bucket list.
Of course, it's golf.
Yeah. Heaven forbid something I'm interested in. Like, what's wrong with this show? You guys fucking asked me the question.
I didn't say nothing.
No, you asked me the question, right. though, and then you guys shit on my answer. You can't do that.
I didn't say nothing. You're looking at me when she said it.
Yeah.
But I knew something would be coming.
I didn't say nothing. I like Scotland. I heard it was pretty dope.
All right, just for now. Fuck Jules. I know you two would have joined.
What the fuck else in Scotland do you want to see and do you know about that exists in Scotland besides that fucking golf course?
I literally named the specific thing I wanted to do. Of course, golf.
Okay, I didn't say of course Scotland. I said of course golf. Like, right. Give me a fucking three other things in Scotland you want to see.
Why is she yelling at you?
Okay.
Because I'm in Boston. Let's maybe you're not getting loud today.
Fine, we'll play the game, Joey. I like to wear a kilt.
While I play golf.
Nice.
I would like to roam the old town there, and I would like to have a beer with a local. There you go.
Can you give us your best Scottish accent? Yes.
Absolutely.
Come on. Do it.
I don't really know how Scottish people talk. Yiddish, Scottish, or
no.
You sound like the Lucky Charms.
Irish.
Part of my Lucky Charms. So let me see. Count how many times you've been fired, guys. I don't know. It might be easier for
I've
some.
I've only been fired. Well, I won't count the one that I got fired at Power because I kind of set myself up for that. But all.
Wait,
only
what do you
time.
Mean? If you got fired, you got fired.
Well, I had gone in there. I was hired and I had told the new manager, the person that you were probably dealing with, that I was interested that if this station offered me something that I was going to take it. So like, can you pay me the same amount that they were going to pay me? And he goes, you should probably just for the future, make sure you already have that job because I'm going to have to let you go today. And I had to clean out my locker that moment. Just like that.
Damn. Oh, that's harsh.
I obviously knew that was kind of coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, I'm going to take it in, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. If you don't, match this pay.
Yeah, I would have fired you too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because during those days, it's ruthless.
Yeah.
Like it was,
that was radio beef. So if you're talking to the other person, like, oh yeah, clean your shit up.
Like that means you've already been talking to him.
Yeah.
Mm. So
I remember that. I do remember that. Like, yeah, JD's gone.
Clean out my locker that day. It was nuts.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But did you get hired?
Oh,
that
yeah,
day?
Probably like 2 hours later. Yeah.
You got hired here.
I got hired here.
That's crazy.
It worked out.
So that doesn't necessarily count because it wasn't a
It was a power play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was a power play.
Well, yeah. At least they didn't give you enough time to book a trip to Scotland. So.
Yeah, true. But I'm pretty sure I did ask Joey for advice, so it's probably his advice that I took. You know?
No, if you would have came to me, because I always liked JD, I was like, yeah, this white boy crazy on the scene. If you would have came to me and said, hey, this opportunity, I was like, ah, oh, dude, all business aside, you probably have to take that.
I'm pretty sure I asked you for advice. I can't pinpoint it because that was a long time ago, but I'm pretty sure I did.
And I told you to take this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. I think I would have said that. That's the power move. Like, you have to take that. Because did you have a position, like a full-time position?
I was just in promotion.
Oh, yeah. Like, I definitely would have told you you got to take
more,
it.
Like, I wanted more on-air shifts, and there wasn't really anything outside of overnight.
I'm pretty sure I would have said you got to take it.
Yeah.
Even if it's the cross-town rivalry.
So thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome. I was fired from L.A., from Houston, from Power here. I feel like there's another one.
It seems to be very common, though. Just radio.
In radio, yeah, radio's pretty cutthroat.
Like, because I feel like the word "fired" though, it's more of like it's constantly evolving more so in like that sense. Instead of being like you fucked up and you suck, you're fired.
Yeah,
you know, I feel like that's a little.
Yeah, right.
Different.
There's like different ways of being fired for cause, like
right.
You said.
If you're fired because you're just not needed anymore, that's like a. Have you guys ever been fired like that where they're like, "Eh, you're fired. You're terrible at this."
I've been fired once.
Were you terrible at something you were doing?
It was at a coffee shop, which is really stupid. I worked there for like a year. I was like,
was it cutbacks though, or like were stealing or
no? I was one of like the assistant like manager people. I had a key. I would open and close the store every single day. I worked there for a whole year. I took a weekend off, and I accidentally didn't add that Sunday of the weekend that I was going on. So they scheduled me, and I was like, oh no, hey, I'm not going to be here. And they were like, well, you need to get it covered. So I did. And they denied that coverage. So I didn't show up. And then I came into work again on that Monday. Halfway through my shift, I couldn't log into like my iPad or do whatever I needed to do. And I was like, that's really weird. So I texted my boss. I said, hey, I can't log in. She was like, oh, don't worry about it. We'll get it fixed. So I was like, all right. Showed up on Tuesday, worked all day again on Tuesday. Still couldn't log in. Showed up again on Wednesday. My hiring manager walks in and goes, Julia, can I talk to you in the back? And I was like, yeah. He goes, you know, you've been terminated for 3 days. And I go, no, I've been working for 3 days. He's like, well, I called you. And if you would have answered your phone, you would have known. And I go, well, I don't answer random phone numbers, and nobody texted me, nobody emailed me, nobody messaged me on anything we talked to on. So
did they pay you for those days?
Yes, I didn't get that check though for 8 months. Dude. Jeez.
Yeah. Bikini bean is tough.
Bikini bean. It's really, really sad because this is one of my favorite coffee shops in like the planet, and I still go.
Which one?
To the location that you worked at? I worked at like almost all the locations in the valley. I'll name drop it. It was a Press Coffee.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I've been impressed.
Yeah, it was great. Family owned.
Really good.
Really, really good. And I was doing every single job there. Like I was working in the kitchen. I was working in the register. I was making coffees.
Can you imagine when I was fired at Power? Like, I'm never listening to hip hop again.
Imagine, right? I would have just never drank that
genre.
Again.
Yeah. I'm going to fuck my identity.
It sent me in a down spiral for sure.
Every time I was fired, it was for a reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I look back, I was like, I definitely lost that job because of X, Y. It wasn't like job performance. It was always like going a different direction. We're going in a different direction. We're doing something different. And I just like, oh, okay. And with Chicago, I think I tried to get fired from there. Or like, it was like an exit. It was like a mutual.
You were sabotaging yourself?
No, it was just me and the management couldn't get along, and they didn't want me to be outspoken. Like, you know who you hired, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck? Like, they didn't want me to complain about nothing. And they just want to be like, yeah, shut up and dribble.
Just shut up and yap. You weren't a professional yapper.
You are a professional yapper. That's why.
Yeah.
Right. It didn't work out for you.
Yeah. It was just like, I don't understand. You guys just want me to turn on the mic and make me talk about what you guys wanted. Mm-hmm. It's the make you feel good morning show. And that's not me. What the fuck are you talking about? You guys heard me on Phoenix. You know, I want to tell people to fucking, you know, she's cheating on you. Cheat on with her banger dad. Right. You know what I mean? Like,
you want to make people feel bad about themselves.
So I just kept complaining about shit. They made me pay for parking to work there. It was just
crazy.
It was crazy. And I would talk about it on the air. Mm-hmm. So they didn't like
As
that.
As you should.
Yeah. I'm like, yep, another great day here in Chicago. I had to pay $25 to work here. Oh. It's fucking crazy. They didn't care for that.
No, thank you. That's wild. They didn't have a parking lot or anything?
They had a big old fucking parking lot. It was the crazy. I was like, y'all try to sabotage me from get-go. Like, why am I a year here and I'm still paying for parking? It was just random shit.
That's insane.
Where are my tickets for Lollapalooza? That's why I fucking moved here. We got one for you guys to rotate. Pick a day you want to go to. What the fuck? Shouldn't we be backstage interviewing the artist?
Your move, Odyssey.
Their move was like, let's move them back to Phoenix. Yes, please.
I'm going
to
go.
I offer myself as tribute to go back to Phoenix.
You couldn't get on that plane fast enough.
Oh,
sure.
Bro. It was the Friday meeting. Like, yeah, I think this is not working out. And I was like, and in my head, I just thinking about, damn, I got babies to feed.
Facts.
And then at the back of my mind, I was like, I just don't want to work for this management. It wasn't the show. It was just the management. And I was just like, oh, fuck. I'm like, I won't have a show. And then they saw me just thinking. And they're like, but we did like contact Phoenix and your agent. And he said, you know, they'd want you back in Phoenix. I just looked at him like, really? Thank you guys for the opportunity. And that was like literally probably Monday, Friday, I had flown back.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was gone.
Were you in the room with the show, or did they just have you in there
by
yourself?
No, one knew. It was just like a couple management, and I just beelined it and just left the station.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That's intense.
It was fucking crazy.
That is
beautiful
wild.
Building, high rise, overlooking Lake Michigan. It was a beautiful.
You're happier now though, right?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Can't wait to see Carla back next week.
Nostalgia.
Wait,
it was nice working with you. See you around.
Yeah.
Any other TikTok comments? Al?
That's it. Just
unbelievable.
One. Bring back Carla. Get rid of JD, huh? Wow.
It's a good move.
That one's kind of mean. Normally people are in on the joke that we roast JD, but someone meant that.
No, they did.
Yeah, they did.
I appreciate reading that. Full transparency.
I like JD. JD's not going anywhere.
No, he's not.
It's good shit.
You're stuck. Good shit. No one can take it as good as you.
We would never get rid of JD.
Who the
never.
Fuck is
me? We got decisions to make.
I've only been here for a year and a half.
Sorry, yeah, is the board all on board here?
It's only my third day out here, I don't know.
What in the succession is going on right now, dude?
Here's the radar, here's the Sienna.
Yeah. JD doesn't talk loud enough into his mic. It's really hard to edit, get rid of him.
No, I'll figure it out. You're the producer.
Yeah. Have you ever been fired, Sienna?
I've been laid off, technically, but I have to tread very lightly because I had family also work at this establishment, but a corporate company took over and owned it. And my mom was involved, so I know she has to I can't really involve her, but yeah, I was let go. I just randomly got called into the office and they brought my mom in because I worked under her and they had told me.
They fired you in front of your mom?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Were you with your mom together?
No. Oh. But yeah, this was just me, but I worked under my mom. So I think that's why they thought they should bring her in. And so they were just telling me, I had an option. We're going to let you go or you can move to a different department. But the department was very physical. It was labor. It was pure labor. And I can't do that. I think I was 22 at the time. So I was young. And so I'm like, I'm not going to.
See that forklift?
It's like, I'm not going to drive a forklift.
You'd have to work.
Yeah. I'm going to drive a forklift and pack heavy shit. I'm not doing that. I had a cute little dainty office job. I was not going to go in the back.
They always give you a job that you have. Like, there's no fucking
They know you're not going to accept, right? And so I was like, yeah, no, I'm not doing this. But I remember immediately, I was like, is my mom going to take over my compensation? Are you going to, because she's going to be the only one in the department. And they immediately were like, you can't talk about that in front of, like, with us. And, da, da, da. And I was like, okay. But immediately my mind just went to my mom. I was like, are you going to take care of this woman? Because she's running this shit. So yeah, it was so weird.
Did you cry?
My voice was shaky in the moment, but I was like, I have to be strong because they're going to think I'm just this weak little girl that got fired. But I cried after.
Yeah.
And then people were going in there like, I didn't expect that because the HR lady was in there. And they're like, we had no idea that was going to happen.
Yeah. Did your mom know that was coming?
We were blindsided. Oh, wow. Yeah. We're completely blindsided. So
I'm so sorry, baby girl.
Yeah. My mom was just like, what the hell happened?
I'll take care of you. Live with me till 27.
What? I think the time I got like, no, for real. But I also,
That happened.
But I also was getting married at the time, so I was I don't have any money to pay for my wedding anymore.
It's your move, Ivan.
So, yeah. It worked out, though, because that's when I got let go, and then I moved to California with Ivan, and we lived there for 2 years. So
I really feel like it's, but I'm a believer in fate. Everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. So now I'm prepared so when my kids get fired or anything, like, it's fine. There's another job out there waiting for you. This happened because there's something else waiting for you. I truly believe that.
I believe in that too.
Yeah. I believe that every time I was fired, I got to meet a new co-host who became a friend, who became a person I have all these laughs with. And everyone always asks me, do you keep in contact with your old co-host? And I have different relationships from Carla to Natasha Castles to Anish to Jay Filla. I've had, 25, 30 partners in radio throughout almost 30 years in radio, and I have different relations with each of them, whether we talk often, when we run into each other, whether not at all, but that was all with purpose because each one I met taught me something about myself and how to, like Anish, me and Anish, we don't even talk, but he taught me so much about me not realizing that I'm an ally to the gay community as I was a stepfather to Lena, who came out gay to me first before her own mom, I think just feared because obviously my ex-wife is just this dainty, pretty girl and her daughter, her daughter was just honestly tomboyish in mom's opinion. Oh, she's going through a stage. She's a tomboy. Like, no, she's gay. I'm pretty sure she's gay. Yeah. She would not believe it. And then finally I just had the conversation with Alina. Like, we're going to have to talk about something. You know, this little girl that's coming over. Your friend. This isn't a sleepover. The friend. Man. I'm going to treat you like if you were a boy. Right. You can't have a girl stay the night and say, but I'm gay. That doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
You can't have someone at 14 stay over the night. Because if you're a boy, you're not going to have a 14-year-old girl staying the night.
Right.
And I would tell that to Cruz. JoJo was never allowed at that age. So she came out to me. But working with Anish, he taught me, oh, you're an ally. What does that mean? He told me what a gold star gay is. You guys know what a gold star gay is?
Mm-mm.
A gold star gay is if you've never been with the opposite sex ever.
Gotcha.
So like he told me, he goes, I'm a gold star gay. He's never banged vagina in his life. He's never even wanted to. Like he knew he was gay. Learning the Britney Spears routine in his room with a fake snake. Like he knew it. He loved dick. You know,
We got that.
We got that.
If you're not a lesbian,
he's gay, Joey.
If there's a girl, a lesbian, she's never had dick. She likes vagina.
Is Alina a gold star gay?
I think Alina's definitely a gold star gay. Okay. Can't even imagine her with a guy at all. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I have a question. Have you ever like done the opposite, like more than just quit a job, but like you almost like you fired that job? Like, cause my first job ever, I got hired at Culver's. I was 13.
I didn't know what Culver's was.
Wow.
When I first moved here, because everyone where I'm from in New Hampshire, you start working that young at the grocery stores and stuff. So my mom thought that was normal. She's like, you have to get a job. And so the only place that hired me was Culver's. I showed up, they gave me a mediums men's size polo, pair of khakis and a visor. And I went home and my mom and my sister laughed at me for about an hour and I just never showed up ever again. So I am like kind of just fired them from my life. I never really quit. I just never went back and I never called and I never said anything.
I did that one time too.
Yeah.
I went back. It was J&J Beepers. Remember when J&J Beepers? Did you get that in the Bay Area? It was called when Beepers were out. It was called J&J Beepers. They were everywhere, almost like Raffi is here. Okay. It was J&J Beeper billboards everywhere in LA. And a friend recommended me. I was like, oh, I'm going to work at a Beeper spot. I get the hook of Beepers, hook up my friends with Beepers. I went and they were all fucking yelling at each other.
Yeah,
the owner and all the coworkers. I think they were all relatives or something. And here's some little Latino just... He's like, yes, put those away. And I'm just like putting shit away. But they're all yelling the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
It was so toxic and intense. I was like, this can't be my life.
So over just, beepers? You fired them.
I didn't go back, just like you.
Yeah.
I went one day.
Yes. That's funny. Literally. I went in and took like my test and then just never showed up every day.
Yeah, I remember my friend Art, he called me like, what happened? He's like, yeah, I called up and they said you didn't show up to work. Said, yeah, fuck that. Like, what's going on over there? I was like, I felt like there was some shady shit, man, going on there. I was like, nah, I'm good. Thank you, though. Yeah. Appreciate that.
No, yeah, I did that at Amazon. It was actually when I got laid off and I was like, I have a wedding to pay for, so let me just go and try to make some extra money. And my friend at the time just did packaging at Amazon. You know, it just goes on the conveyor belt and all you do mm-hmm. is put it in boxes and send it off. So you're just standing all day. I went, got my badge, everything. The night before, I was like, that's not me. That is my rock bottom. Like for me personally. Yeah. So I was like, I can't do this. So I just never showed up.
Yeah.
And my husband was like, how is that your rock bottom? I was like, well, for me personally, I have standards. So I'm like, if I'm going to Amazon, I can't do that. Like I have more to live for. I can do better than this, you know? So, and then after that I got with the Coyotes and then my life just completely changed. So yeah. It was more of like priorities, not hating on anyone who works at Amazon. I literally have friends and family who work at Amazon,
I'm pretty sure you were shitting on them, but it's fine.
But I just, if you tape boxes shut, you suck. Yeah. But I could not do it. I was like, I'm not showing up. I can't stand for 8 hours a day just packaging. I just couldn't do it.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So I just never showed up again. But yeah.
You went one day?
I didn't show up at all.
Oh, you didn't show
I
up
I just
at
went
all.
To get my badge and I left. And then it was time for my shift the next day. And I told myself.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, literally.
So back 7 years ago, if you never got your fucking package.
I didn't package it.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. I paid for next day air. Yeah, fuck that.
There's like
4 days.
App too. It kept hitting me up. Like your shift started. I was like, I'm not fucking going. I'm not going. I had to delete the app.
I'm like picturing conveyor belt with packages falling off the conveyor belt. Like, what the fuck is happening? It's all piling up. Like, where's that Mexican girl that we hired yesterday?
Where's the diversity hire?
What the fuck?
That's hilarious.
Oh, God. Dude.
Yeah, that wasn't your girl. I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. I couldn't do it.
Fuck. But the worst thing is when you know what you want to do. And yeah, since 12 years old, I wanted to do radio. And not being able to work in radio till 21, 22, mm-hmm. 8, 9 years of doing all these odd jobs. Because I had to support myself, obviously, yep. until I got that fucking call just to do promotions, making $5 an hour. Fuck, dude.
The
I was starving, bro.
I feel that.
I was just starved. I did anything. I would have did it for free, honestly.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah. I don't think I try to get fired shit. I just literally had to survive. Besides that fucking Bieber shit, like, yeah, fuck that. That's wild.
Yeah.
I think I've had any packages back in the days that didn't get to me because of Sienna.
For real.
I'm sorry. I just couldn't do it, okay?
I'm learning so much about Sienna today.
I know. I tried. I really tried.
Oh, fuck. Didn't we have the question, like, who would get fired on the show first? I think y'all, or was that a card game or one of those fucking games?
Oh, that we played on the podcast? The butthurt game?
Yeah,
I think.
The butthurt game. Oh, I think everyone said me. Fuck.
Okay.
You know, the thing is back in the days, I would be so stressed out, I'd be fired.
Totally.
When ratings came out, when the boss would call in, man, I would literally fuck me up. If the ratings were down or there was rumbles in the office, I would get stressed. I would have migraines. I would get sick to my stomach that I'm going to get fired. Not because I would be like homeless or anything, just because like I wouldn't be on radio anymore.
No,
like,
that's a super normal.
And now I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
I love radio, but I don't care if I get fired. I don't stress about it. Like, it is what it is. I'll find someone else or someone will find me. I have the mentality that everything happens for a reason. So if I got fired today, I'll work somewhere else. I don't feel like I'm going to get fired. But
I do feel bad for the people that get fired and because for you, you fall back on knowing that feeling. It's pretty helpless, though, if you are under the circumstances of, like, you have kids or, like, you know, you're financially strained. I always, you know, have a lot of empathy for those people that are, like, you didn't see it coming. It was a layoff. It was, you know, a large percentage of your company is, you know, you lose your benefits. I think, you know, outside of that, you know, it could be a bummer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, big time. And I know a lot of people in radio that got fired and they can't find a job.
Right. And that's specific. And then a lot of the times you got to move and, you know, all the decisions that come because those first handful of days, especially now, it's so overwhelming when everybody's hitting you up. They want to like feel like the person, oh, I talked to them yesterday. They're doing okay. Like they want to be so a part of the story that those first few days are always overwhelming in the midst of like, you're going through an emotional whirlwind of shit.
Yeah.
You know, being fired sometimes is just not fun.
Yeah. It also trips me out when people leave radio. I've heard like a couple of people on radio, they're just like, it's not for me anymore.
They always miss it.
Yeah. They always miss it.
And then they do like a regular job.
Or they just didn't get the crack at it.
No.
Which is always unfortunate too, because they were the people that had to fill in and like had to do all the hardest shifts and shit.
Once you get in radio, it's too hard to get out. I've seen this story play out at least 50 times of they just think, well, it's not really for me. No, that maybe that position or that station or that management wasn't for you, but you love radio. And for most part, the radio loves you. It's just you're put in a weird situation to maybe that just wasn't the team you were supposed to be on kind of thing. But I've seen it too many times where people are like, radio's not for me. It's not the same. Radio's dying, da, da, da. And then you see them hit you up 6 months later, a year later, or even 5 years later, getting back in the game because there's a position open. It's addicting.
You're stuck.
Yeah.
You're stuck.
Yeah.
Disney, whatever you want to do with your life. Whatever, dog. We're fighting. We're beefing.
Disney's TikTok famous. He doesn't need us anymore. Yeah.
That's right.
Fired, so.
He's never been fired.
Your time has come.
Your move, Odyssey.
Yeah, your move.
Your move. Make his dreams come true. Make him feel part. You humble won't. Him.
He's going to be an influencer if that's the case.
Good influence to your homelessness real quick. Making beats in the alley of Roosevelt, bitches.
He's going to stay here at this building. When we move, he's staying here.
Fucking Disney Lane.
The ghost of Jesus passed.
The jizz biz.
The jizz biz. Yeah, you could take that with you. Diz Jizz Productions.
You'll miss us.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I've heard that's way too many times. Yeah, radio's not the same. And I could just see them. I still see them wanting back in eventually. And it's good for most of those people. They're really talented.
Mm-hmm.
They're so talented. They want more. Mm. They want more from it. It's just at that point, I feel like it's usually the station they're at.
Gotcha.
That's not fulfilling their needs. Or like we work, in all fairness, with a great boss and great people. And it's a culture here where I've worked at stations, which is so toxic. No one fuck with each other. So you almost want to get fired.
Place. This is the best place I've ever been.
Yeah. So suck if you were fired.
I would hate to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would,
or not be accepted back.
It'd be a shame to have you fired and bring in Carla.
It'd be a shame that JD went missing.
In a contract year, hopefully no one wants to move on from anybody. While you guys still care about people's livelihoods. Your move.
Your move, Odyssey. It's literally Odyssey's move to bring this show back together after our contract is up. What are you thinking, JD?
I sure hope so.
Right.
There's nowhere else I'd rather be.
Do you mean that?
Yeah, I mean that wholeheartedly. Why would... What?
I don't know. It just didn't sound genuine.
Well, no, I'm thinking about pulling a Sienna. I'm thinking about re-signing, not pulling up.
I'll pull up here.
Like, it's Joey Boyd. Where the fuck is JD? Yes. And it's Sienna. Hey, Carla! What the fuck? What the hell?
I wasn't the only one who did that, all right? I literally have two people next to me that did the same thing. So what? I'm not alone. Didn't show up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I did the same thing.
So I'm not alone, okay?
But I was
Don't be hurt. Don't be hurt now.
I was like 14, though.
You were how old? 22? All right. What's the difference?
Maturity.
Culver's headquarters didn't know they were hiring a 13-year-old.
Yeah. What the fuck child laborers having over there? You're like, hey, where are y'all? Sixth grade? Yeah, come in here.
We don't have small polos.
They were like, as long as your mom could drop you off. I was like, yep.
You know how to work this fryer, right?
Dude, I was drowning in it. You know how
she
small
was like this in the fryer.
For real.
At the drive-thru window.
They didn't have any women's sizes.
Thank you for coming to Culver. Pull up a second window, please.
Yeah.
What the hell? That's so young.
I know. Isn't there a law that you can't work until you're 15?
Yes.
16?
You were 14?
Yeah, because in New Hampshire, you can work that young. Like, you get a job in middle school,
like
and
a
everybody.
Workers permit?
Yeah, I think so. And there's like a grocery store called Market Basket. Do you know Market Basket?
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Fuck
Market Basket's popping.
Best market, or best grocery store that to ever exist in the country. Anyway, you can work there at very young. And so they put all the kids at the baggage, and they bag your food for you. So they're like, I don't even think you're allowed to touch the money or do anything like that, but you just stock and bag food. But almost like every kid in the town works there. So my brother and sister both did. But when I moved to Arizona, I was 13. So my mom was like, you have to get a job. And I was like, it doesn't work like that out here. We don't live in the middle of the woods. So I was like,
There's laws. There's people here.
You can't just like have a beer with your mom at, you
right.
know, like,
at
it's,
14.
Exactly. I'm like, it's not the same.
It's civilized.
There's civilization out here. So
suck it, mom.
Yeah. So no, shout out Barrow's Pizza, because that was my second job after Culver's. And I stayed
Barrow's
there.
Barrow's is bomb.
I stayed there for like 3 years. I fucking love that place.
I love Barrow's.
And I was happy because all I had to wear was a black t-shirt and jeans. So I was like, this is what
they
I need.
They fit you?
Yeah, I can wear whatever I wanted.
Dude, I would have roasted your ass here. You came on medium pants.
You should have seen it. The visor. The
camera.
I sat there. My mom and my sister were wheezing, laughing at me. Like just like crying, you know?
You got a
and I just
picture
sat
like
there.
Yeah, do you have a picture?
I don't know. I don't think I have it on my phone, but I'll find it. I'll post it up on the story someday if I...
That would be hilarious.
Yeah. I can see it.
It was not fun.
Yeah.
But anyway, I had no idea what Culver's was until I walked in. And I went, oh my God, this is fast food. Get me the fuck out of here. It was my same shallowness of your boxing. I was like, I'm not working at a fast food restaurant. I'm not doing it.
Fuck, I would have worked anywhere.
Facts.
I would have worked anywhere. I was literally a freshman in high school looking for a job. So I was like 14, 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have no callbacks. Not one fucking callback. I tried everything. And my first job was working at my mom's job. It was called the packaging store in Toluca Lake, which is right next to Burbank. Mm-hmm. Just a bunch of rich people in Toluca Lake. It's mm-hmm. like literally at that point, you still had like this old Hollywood money. All these mm-hmm. old actors live there. Like, I don't know if you heard the names like Andy Griffith and mm-hmm. Bob Hope.
Yeah.
And all this old money live there.
Bob Hope.
Yeah. It's crazy. And they would fucking come in like for the holidays and I'm like, holy fuck, that's that guy my parents used to watch on TV.
Yeah.
I'm just packing and gift wrapping. Have you ever noticed my gift wrapping skills because of there? And I'm just gift wrapping all these rich, not fucking rich, wealthy people, Christmas presents to ship off during the holidays. And we'd be there for like 15 hour days just gift wrapping for all these celebrities. And that was my first job because I wouldn't get a call back. It was fucking crazy to think about it. Dude. I saw the Olsen twins when they were like 4 years old.
Oh, that's really? Crazy.
Their mom came out. Their mom came to the package store, needed some boxes. She's on the phone. She's like, oh, you need some help with the boxes? Yeah, please. And she went to the phone. And she opens a sliding door to her minivan. And there's the fucking Olsen twins jumping back and forth. And they're like 5 years old.
Interesting.
And they're like, hi. And I'm like, they're on TV already.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Big time.
Hi. They're huge at that
they're
point.
They're huge because they were babies.
Yeah, right.
So at five, so they were like,
they were big, big.
Celebrity big. Kids. Yeah. And I sliding door and I'm putting the boxes. And it's the fucking Olsen twins staying like, hi. I'm like, oh, hey, little rich girls. Like, put the boxes in.
I'm just picturing you exactly like JoJo. Too.
And then the mom's like, yeah. Like, she's like, yeah, they're the Olsen twins. I'm like, all right, well, thank you for coming. Have a nice day. And I'm just staring like, that was crazy. Went back in. It was real. That was my first job, though. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So didn't get fired from that one. But to my friend who got fired, it happens. You know, I'm going to call them and make sure they're good and try to get some leads. But it's tough out there, man.
Totally. And plus, there's plenty of jobs, but they just don't pay shit.
They don't. Yeah. They don't pay. What they were offered a job was $16 an hour.
It's just not enough.
And in and out.
It's just not enough.
Yeah.
In and out pays like $20 an mm-hmm. hour.
Yeah, great, people sleep on some of these spots.
I can see your friend in an in and out, bib.
Yep. With that little big ass paper clip. The little hat.
Yes.
I'm calling him right now because it'll be my plug.
All time establishment. I have the tattoo. All I have to do is press it.
Show it.
If I just press it. Well, I can't because if I had shorts on, then I would do it. But I'd have to like literally pull my pants down.
Go ahead. Go for it. We're not judging. Go ahead. Don't be
HR.
You just tell me. I press it and that'll activate the employee.
You
know
what it's pointing to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's stop your sentence.
Like, I could just press it and then it'll
press
light
what?
Up.
What the fuck are you talking about?
My tattoo. You said In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah.
If I press my tattoo.
Okay.
And I just say what we need, then I can help out.
All right. Need a job. Plug.
Beep, beep, beep.
It's still good.
Which location is it going to?
This is Lower Buckeye and 97th
Ave. Joke's on you. There's not one there.
You're moving.
You're moving. That would be nice, though.
All right. Well, those are our fire stories. DM us if you have yours. We'll shout you out. Are we doing life advice today?
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Okay.